I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday, everybody. Let's get those countertops done today.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Get your husband done today, too, I heard.
Oh, no, that's not today.
Oh, that's not today. No. Darn it.
I'm like, what? You going to do your husband? Didn't know about that.
No, I was just trying to put it out into the universe.
All your dreams will come
All
true.
All the husbands of the world get right. done today.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Well, God, it would.
Isn't there a... There's like a beer and a BJ
Or steak and a BJ.
Steak and a BJ, that's what it is.
Well, shower with a friend today is tomorrow, yeah. I think. So that should be fun.
Who did you find to shower with? You got a Peter,
We're not...
Peter Cook, Lighthouse Realty?
What? No, me and Peter, that's not happening.
Save water. Shower with a friend. I like it.
No, you know what? It's weird. They've been skiing a lot.
Oh.
And he's got he's got three kids. One of them's pretty young, too, so I give him a lot of credit. They're going up and a
They got
lot.
A place up there? And
yeah, I think so.
That's so nice. Yep. God.
Okay, why'd you sell that place?
Yes. You know,
what's wrong with you?
A lot of reasons.
All right.
I can't think of any of them right now.
March 14th.
Oh.
A month after Valentine's
Day. Oh, Pi Day.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because Valentine's Day is supposed to be
the
girls' day.
Girls' day, and then Steak and the BJ's. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to figure out when that was. All right, Valentine's Day is right around the corner next Friday.
Yes.
Have a good time with that, everybody.
You're not.
The pressure's on. Yeah, we don't do that. Super Bowl ads.
There were a lot of good ones.
There were. And so, you know, as the week moves on, the stories will wind down, but I'm going to just, you know, we'll do the rest of the Super Bowl stuff. Yes, Vinny,
I know. I just cut you off already, cutting you off again, but did you like the Arya Stark Audi commercial?
I didn't.
I didn't either. I don't think she's a good singer, and I didn't get what the song was. I get what the song is about.
I forget what the song was.
Let It Go by Idina Menzel.
Was it one? Because there were several. Was it for the Audi Electric?
I don't even. It was an Audi, but it was just her in the car singing, and I don't get what.
As she's driving through all these different places and stuff, right?
But is it her, like, I'm letting go of Game of Thrones, or?
I just don't know. I didn't. It was. I like her. What she's doing is driving by all kinds of, like, car repair places, gas places.
Oh, is that the point?
I think so. Because she's in the electric Audi.
Oh, but why wouldn't you just hire Idina Menzel to sing it? But, you know, like,
maybe
the girl
they couldn't get her.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah, maybe they were like, oh, we can get Arya Stark. Let's go with that.
Talking right. about Let It Go, how there was bad the last season was.
Wasn't there also a Porsche electric car ad, too?
Probably. I don't think.
I think there was. Yeah,
hold on. Yeah, I mean, I'm psyched that everyone's going electric. That means more electric places to get charged up and, you know, it's and cleaner air. Let's do this. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that does not make the top or bottom five. What I have here are the ratings for these. This is Ad Meter. They just released their annual report on the best and worst rated ads. There's tens of thousands of participants, plus registered panelists who were required to rate on a scale of 1 through 10 every eligible national ad during the game. So they did these, let's see, they cut off at some point. Let me find it. 62 commercials between the coin toss and the break at the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, including halftime.
Okay.
So the ads that aired outside of that in the pregame, et cetera, not considered. Those 62 ads are the ones that are ranked here. So you want to try and name some of the best and worst?
I think one of the worst, and I like Fallon, but I don't know what that long thing was all about.
I don't even remember the Fallon thing. What was it?
I don't remember either. I just remember going, this is long and not that great.
Yeah, he's not in
not
there.
Not listed? Okay.
The absolute worst rated spot was Winona in Winona.
Because that was, you left you scratching your head.
I'm like, is this part one? Is this going to develop into something?
She definitely has sort of a renewed energy from the Stranger Things show.
Yep.
So, and I'm glad to see her working.
Yes.
But the spot?
Right. I guess it was about creating websites.
Yeah.
Was it a Squarespace thing?
Yeah.
The Fallon thing was about Michelob Ultra.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Who was the guy training
him? Right,
that's right. John Cena?
Yes.
And it was, you have to do things that you enjoy when you work out in order to...
Mm-hmm.
It was just long.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like it. Whatever.
He's fine. He's charming.
Sure. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone loved it.
It fell somewhere in the middle then.
All right.
So Winona and Winona got a 4.4 rating.
Okay.
People were not all that into it. That was the average rating. The bank heist thing, the Quibi thing, where the guys come outside. I thought that one sucked. I thought that was worse than the Winona and Winona, but that also got a 4.4.
Okay.
It's the botched bank heist advertising the 10-minute episodes on this upcoming Quibi streaming service, which... This is really all I've heard about this is that it is original programming, but it's in 10-minute chunks, and I see no reason why I got to subscribe to this. Unless something catches fire there, that's the only thing that's going to put it on the map, really, but they're spending some real money on that.
I could be wrong, but what I think, somehow I ended up in a tech convo with my wife, and we were talking about Meg Whitman, of all people, and I think she's the CEO of Quibi.
Oh.
Like, we ended up somehow going, Quibi?
And so she looked
and it hadn't even launched yet.
Right. No, it doesn't launch until like April.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it was a trip to see that, but that was all that's why I've heard of Quibi.
Right.
Because Meg Whitman somehow was a part of a conversation. Is it right? Was I right?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, I think
she's the
CEO.
Definitely associated. Yep, she is the CEO.
There you go.
I realize also that I am reading these backwards. So Winona and Winona and Bank Heist from Quibi. Oh, yeah, Squarespace is the Winona. Those are 4.4. They actually, so she's the fifth worst, the fourth worst. Now we're going into, these
Got
are going to actually be lower rated than that. Number three is Mike Bloomberg's 2020 campaign, George, the anti-gun violence message from Bloomberg about a victim named George Kemp, which I actually thought was an informative thing. And I don't mind him. Like, I mean, yeah, whatever.
I like Bloomberg, but I don't know. I don't understand the story behind why he jumped in this late. He's not part of the debates. He's not part of the Iowa caucuses. I don't see... What I really thought was, does this guy just have money to burn?
He must. They say that just for the airtime alone, over $10 million for 60 seconds of commercial airtime.
Like, I don't get...
And who knows what it cost them to...
Why he wouldn't
things.
Have started earlier and given himself a true shot at the... What was he, the mayor of New York City,
mm-hmm.
Manhattan?
He was.
So you'd think he'd understand how it works.
Right.
I don't.
So that got a 4.23 rating. Okay. People were not into it.
The internet says he's worth $60 billion.
Oh, I understand that,
so this
but
is
still.
Really something that's just taking up a little of his time.
Mm-hmm. And money, a little bit.
A little bit, not much. Pop-Tarts Fix the Pretzel was the second worst reviewed. This was the Pop-Tart pretzels. They're introduced in an ad starring Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye, who's... I was like, okay, I sort of know who that is. The new iteration of Queer Eye.
The long-haired dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It got a 4.1. The worst, according to Ad Meter, the worst scoring ad of the day was Donald Trump's 2020 campaign, criminal justice reform. A 3.33 is what that got.
All right.
Alice Johnson thanks Trump for getting her out of prison for a nonviolent drug offense, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure that was Kim Kardashian who got her out. I remember her sitting in Trump's office. The top ones.
I like the Snickers.
That's not in the top five, but that was a great one. I'm sure it's just
that
out.
That was fun.
The Smart Pack.
Smart Pack, that's number two.
Oh, good.
Hyundai Smart Pack. That got a 6.98. John Krasinski, Chris Evans, Rachel Dratch show off their Boston accents. Rocket Mortgage was number five. That's the Jason Momoa removes his arms and his torso. And
very well done.
It was great. I'm actually surprised that wasn't.
Creepy as hell, but
so
very well
creepy,
done.
So creepy, but so good. How do they do it? It's amazing. That got a 6.60. Doritos the Cool Ranch. That's the Sam Elliott with the rippling mustache and the dance battle with Lil Nas X. The Cool Ranch got a 6.62, so that was the fourth most popular. And here are your top three. I did not like the Google ad for Loretta, but people loved it. 6.77. Old guy asks his Google assistant to help him find photos, videos, and memories of his wife Loretta, who'd passed away, and asks Google to remember things about her. Remember that she likes this and that.
Yeah, I think that's touching.
Smart Park was number two, 6.98. And the number one ad, as decided by AdMeter and the thousands and thousands of people who respond to this.
I got nothing.
Not at all what I would have thought. This one is not in my even top five, but it was fine. No problem with it. It was the Jeep ad, the Groundhog Day.
Oh, well.
7.01.
Bill Murray has...
Very lovable.
Endless support, it seems.
He does. He really does. He's probably been to a few of the people who vote his backyard barbecues.
And his great movies are part of the reason. Like, if you've sat down and watched some of the Bill Murray movies, you find yourself going, he is incredible.
It's me, Ned. Yeah, so, I didn't realize this, but isn't the guy who plays the mayor right there, isn't that his brother?
Oh!
And I think he might play him in the movie, too,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Bill? Phil?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. That was the AdMeter respondents' favorite ad of the day. It was a good one. That little groundhog was just the cutest. Sometimes it looked totally like it was a real groundhog. Other times I'm like, I think it might be a puppet. Super Bowl 54 attracted about 99.9 million viewers, which is up slightly from last year. 98.2 million tuned in. But if you include the Spanish simulcast on Fox Deportes, plus streaming on the Fox NFL and Verizon platforms, that boosts it up to about 102 million people. That's a very small increase on last year's multi-platform of 101.7. It is still the biggest show on TV.
I don't know if I ever updated you on this, but I remember telling you the story that I was watching a football game. I think it was a football game, and I was getting it in Spanish.
Oh.
And I couldn't figure out what the heck. Why is my TV in Spanish? And I thought it was like something wrong at the
station.
It turns out Xfinity has a button that you can touch that will change certain stations that participate into Spanish language.
Oh.
And my one-year-old had hit the... So none of us knew that that's how that got that way. So we didn't know how to undo it. But there's Spanish language.
That's pretty convenient.
Isn't that neat?
That's great. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, they drew 103 million viewers for the halftime show. And that is up 4% from last year's halftime with Maroon 5.
There's a picture going around of her dressed like her character. Shakira, I should say, dressed like her character. From Zootopia.
What was she in that?
She was is that a llama that she is? I don't know, but she's playing the singer of this hit. Try Everything is the song, which is the one I was, you know, looking forward to hearing.
And didn't get to hear her.
She didn't do it.
Thing.
I don't get it. But she's wearing the outfit that her character's wearing in Zootopia.
She's a gazelle.
It's a gazelle.
It's a gazelle.
So it's going around that, like, here's the gazelle from Zootopia, and here's what she wore. And it's ridiculous. Do you see it?
Is it actually close?
It's the same outfit. Exactly.
This is just her on the streets wearing this outfit?
No, this is the outfit she wore in the
Super
Bowl. The red thing is what the gazelle is wearing.
Oh, maybe a
little
nod.
There it is. Give it a look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. She's fully, she's wearing the same damn thing.
Look at it.
That is so funny.
So people are sending this to me going, isn't that
same
funny?
Same boots, and, same everything.
Yeah, she's wearing the gazelle's outfit from Zootopia.
And why wouldn't you? It looks foxy on that
gazelle.
I don't
know. You'd think that you'd go, it's a Super Bowl. I don't know.
It does show off her midriff, though.
She didn't do the song.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But she gave a nod to Zootopia.
Try everything. I can't
Keep
really
going.
Get the...
Yeah.
So
I've never
good.
Heard it.
Oh, what?
Please sing it for me.
You need to see Zootopia. What's wrong with you?
Don't play it. Just let him sing
it. No, I can't sing it. I don't have it for you.
Maybe give him a reference, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-mm-mm. It's good, right? Why wouldn't she do this?
It'd be better if you sing.
I don't got it. You're in, right?
Yeah, it's great. Let me hear it.
I don't have it. I don't know the words. I can't help you here.
Try everything.
Yeah. Well, 103 million people watch them shake their booties.
In her gazelle outfit.
Congratulations to them. They were the most watched part of the Super Bowl. Jennifer Lopez, after the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. or maybe just after a halftime show when the Super Bowl was over, as far as she was concerned, she went to have a big party on a yacht, you know, as you do. You're in Miami. Let's go crazy. Okay. And we have a little bit of her, you know, celebrating her victory on the field. Do you have that ready to go?
On the field?
No, no.
Celebrating her victory on the field.
She's celebrating
right.
her victory.
I'm sure.
On the yacht after yeah. being on the field.
From the minute you accept that job till the minute it's over, you are clenched in a way you've never been.
The screws are tightening.
I bet you're constipated. I bet you can't sleep. I'm sure every single part of you is like,
let's get this over with.
Why did I say yes to this?
No question. I completely agree with you.
What was I thinking?
There's like no amount of money that could, you know, you'd be like, all right, it's worth it. To lose 6 months of my life fretting. I would lose all my hair. All right, here we go. This is her later. So basically, she's, you know, it's just an opportunity for her to stand on her multi-million dollar yacht and toot her own horn. It's great. Look at the cake. That cake is as tall as she is. Well, congratulations to her. Now the pressure's off. Have a drink, J-Lo. Eat some of that cake. That cake is so tall. See that thing?
No.
Because it looks like a pillar holding up the roof of the boat. It's enormous.
I'm sure she doesn't eat cake.
Oh, yeah. She eats cake after the Super Bowl.
You think?
Yeah. That's right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Those 6 months leading up to that, or however long it was, the pressure was on.
Yeah,
now
but
she's like,
you know, that's the thing about celebrities at that level is she's got to be ready for the next. There's probably something on her calendar in 2 weeks.
Exhausting, if not 2 days.
Right.
Season 3 premiere of The Masked Singer got the coveted post-Super Bowl time slot. 23.7 million people tuned in. And there's also a clip making the rounds online. I didn't tell you about this, so I don't think you'll be able to. I don't know if you'll grab it. Some rich guy fell asleep in his seat during the first quarter. Pretty much everyone around him was standing up, and he's all catching.
Now, are you saying fell asleep or passed out drunk? Because football often comes with heavy drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was up later, and they were like, oh, look at that.
No one sharpied him?
He was not the only one either. No, nobody sharpied him. Okay. He's a rich guy. Someone caught Sway Lee of Race Remmard nodding off as well. He later tweeted, I ain't slept in 2 days. I'm up now. What? It's happening.
This guy right here. Slept in 2 days.
You see him?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
that
Race Remmard?
No, just the rich dude.
Oh, okay.
The game.
Oh, he is out. Yeah, that he does look like a drunk dude, to tell you the truth. Is that a cooler by his feet?
Oh. Oh, you know. I was that guy.
No, it's not.
And me and Billy were that guy. We bring our cooler wherever we go.
And here's just one little more random thing, and we'll move on from
stupid.
This. The 49ers are the sixth consecutive team to win the Super Bowl coin toss and then lose the game itself. 6 years in a row this has happened. Now, Seahawks in Super Bowl 48 were the last team to win the toss and the game. Unbelievable. 6 games in a row. All right, what's coming up?
Well, dog poop is in the news.
Oh, fun.
Men. They're the worst.
No doubt.
They also make the news after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.